Hey, what's up, world? It's your host, DJ Ace, and I'm back with another episode from the podcast, The Authentic Millennial, where we help motivate millennials by the millions to live a life of authenticity. And today, I'm back. Well, actually, I brought some more people with me. I got the gang with me now. It's not just me anymore. I got Anthony. I got my man, Ty, you know, a.k.a. Tiger, a.k.a. T-Man, T-Mac, bang them all day.
Telling.
These dudes are from across the pond. We talking straight England out here. Hello. And, you know, them boys stay lit. I met them like a year ago, I guess. Or I don't know. It feels like you know, they just family. And, you know, they doing the podcast thing. They got a couple books out too. Like, these boys are lit. You go by Daniel Larson. And I just blow y'all cover.
Nice.
I mean, I'll edit that if y'all need me to, but if not, I'll keep it in there.
It's legit.
Yeah, the boys, they got a couple books out on Amazon you can check out under the pen name Daniel Larson. Check them out. You know, it's lit, and they'll help you with all your podcasting needs, your marketing needs, and anything else that you need. Holler them boys, they got it. And here we go. Gang, what's up?
What's popping, y'all?
Hell yeah. Is that what they say in America?
Yeah, they say what's popping. What's popping, y'all? You know, I don't care what America is. It's what I say.
Yeah.
It's what I say.
Yeah, man.
Nothing
good.
United over here, you know. We're not. This ain't America. We are individual states, all feeling our way out here. This is what we're doing.
True right? Facts. But no, man, we're good. We're really good. I mean, we've had a few setbacks, but that's just like, you know, a few setbacks here and there with one of our books that we published. Went able to run some Amazon ads on it, which is quite frustrating. And just for the context, you know, Amazon ads for self publishers is a huge part of us increasing our reach and getting more and more sales. Mm-hmm. It wasn't in line with our main brand of podcasting, so it wasn't too much of a setback, but we're just a bit frustrating because we have some expectations of, you know, put the book out, get Amazon ads running, and then boom. But we got a message from Amazon basically saying that we can't run ads on the topic, which is very frustrating.
What's the topic? That's just,
the topic was magic mushrooms, psilocybin mushrooms to be precise.
Wait, time out. Why y'all doing ads on drugs? What's happening?
So for context again, so we decided to do this because we wanted to honestly just share more so, you know, spread awareness about like psychedelics and the therapeutic use of them. And there's loads of research that's coming out constantly about the use of psychedelics to treat certain mental health, health problems. And, you know, if you're a listener right now and think that sounds crazy, you guys are talking shit, just literally Google, have a quick Google and take a look at some of the studies because you'll find.
Yeah, Google it, or even better, go and buy the book.
Yeah. Go and buy the book. Psilocybin mushrooms are safe.
I'm joking. You don't have
to. But anyways.
There are a lot of proven benefits. And we basically just did the research, mm-hmm. piled them into a book, and put it out to just give people a more informed decision. Because obviously the media is kind of biased on stuff like this.
Time out, because your accent is a little thick. The English accent is a little thick. What's the name of the book?
Psilocybin mushrooms.
Mushroom safe trip.
Psilocybin mushrooms. Psilocybin.
But you're not selling mushrooms, you're just selling the book on mushrooms.
Yeah. We ain't selling them mushrooms.
No, we're not. I'm dark, don't worry.
Because I'm like, I can't have you guys on the podcast anymore. I'm with it. I'm totally with it. Yeah.
Yeah, but other than that was a setback. But you know, move forward, it's part of it. And so at the end of the day, you just have to just move on and try to see what you can how you can milk the situation so it turns from a negative into a positive. Ooh. So our compromise is basically getting the community behind us and sharing the story like we just shared and say, hey, look, we just wanted to educate about this topic and we're now not able to gain or have as much a big of a reach because of Amazon, whatever. So we'll love if you guys can get the book or leave a review. So that's what we're going to try to do. We're going to get a rally. We're going to start a revolution against Amazon, basically.
Yeah, spread that away.
Yeah. But other than that, man, it's been
aggression.
Other than that, it's been sick. And it's been good, hasn't it, Tig?
Yeah, it has been. Yeah,
you know what, though? The U.S. government has to hate you guys. Because they're like, yo, we just like got around to legalizing marijuana. Now you guys are on mushrooms now? He's like, what is going on?
Yeah, it doesn't stop here. Fuck the war on drugs, man. Yeah.
The gates are open, man. If you go
But marijuana isn't even legal in every state, is it?
No, but in New York is damn near close.
Oh yeah.
Just about. I mean, it's decriminalized. If you have if you have up to, I believe, and don't quote me, guys, I don't want to see nobody going to jail over me. But I do believe if you have up to like 2 ounces on you, like if they straight see in your car, but you didn't smoke it, like they can't bother you. You know, I think that's pretty fire. You know, because a lot of people back in the
day, sorry,
2 ounces, for
like having a blunt in their hand.
That's a hell of a lot to just be carrying for fun.
Yeah, that's a hell of a lot.
Not a lot. It, you know, my crew go through that in half a day. You need to up the ante if you ask me. You know, we need bags of it, bro. But yes.
We had a boat trip once, me, Anthony, and 8 other friends, and we got through that amount in what, 3 days, and we thought that was pretty killer.
Yeah, see what I'm talking about? It's not enough, man. We need more.
It'd be lit though.
Yes, sir. I guess this is a whole podcast episode on drugs. I don't know. But I'm with it either way, guys. I'm a strong advocate, so let's go.
Well, no, I mean, if we're going, I mean, Tog mentioned the whole thing of like, you know, war on drugs and all that sort of stuff. Like, yeah, fuck the war on drugs. Like, real talk. The war on drugs should be the war against the pharmaceutical companies, rather.
Let them know.
Not the war on drugs. Do you know what I mean?
There's talk to them, Anthony. Talk to them.
Hell yeah. Do you know what I mean? These men be out here chatting shit about, oh, we've got to illegalize this and that. And there's no, I think there's in certain states in America, I believe it's classified as a class A drug, which like psychedelics. So basically means they have no medicinal benefits, which is literally a straight up lie because there's been proven benefits of these substances. So just straight up lies. Same way, you know, back in the day you had propaganda against like marijuana saying how like you go crazy. Like some people do go crazy from smoking way too much, but you know, it's just a lot of propaganda out there that's just not true about it. And it's an absolute joke. But then obviously people trust the pharmaceutical companies to, you know, give them the drugs that they get hooked on legally because, you know, doctors and shit have to prescribe a certain rate and a certain amount. If not, they don't get as much funding and blah, blah, blah. So it's all a bit messed up, to be honest with you, my personal opinion. But, you know, hey, you're not going to, I'm not going to really change the world. I'm not too bothered about it. My days of rebelling against the systems are over. When I was younger, I used to get vexed and about stuff like this, but now I'm just sort
my
of
guy
like,
used to start arguments with anyone that funny in school about it.
I was angry about it
in college. Well, sixth form, but you guys call it college. Just sparking up heat for anyone that basically said like, yeah, drugs are bad.
Yeah.
Yep.
Drugs are drugs. They're not good or bad.
Yeah. First of all, moderation. Moderation is pretty important.
Let me just interject real quick. Like your man Tiger, your voice is so seductive. Like your man.
Man's voice is seductive.
Stop, man. You're making me blush.
To be fair, your voice sounds really good now. Listen to the recording of ours. Like,
thank you. Probably the really expensive microphone, but I'll take that.
But just how can you just speak up a little bit when you speak? Because it's so.
Yeah, loud. Yeah. Hell yeah. Shit. My gain isn't actually on the floor. That's what I realized.
Man's speaking to his mistress.
Right. Like, hopefully that should be better.
Like, what 1-900 number is this? I'm like, wrong podcast. This is the After Dark podcast. What is this happening? But yeah, I'm with it though. And I mean, y'all really gonna make me like walk away from this podcast in a second because you know how I feel about the government and legalizations and you know what they fight for and what they legalize. And then having arguments with people who saying, if it was so bad for us, why would it be legal? I'm like,
oh yeah, dude, that is the worst thing ever. That, oh man, I just want to grab my freaking a hammer, just smash my brain, like, look, what the hell was just happening?
So all you have to do is just look at alcohol or cigarettes to just answer that question, or just put it into that argument.
It's, you know, crazy.
I mean, how many car accidents people get into after drinking, you know, like, you know, I mean, what does McDonald's do to you if you eat it like consecutively for like a whole month straight? Like, you know, yeah, exactly. I mean, I'm not coming after McDonald's though. Like, I'm not coming after nobody.
McDonald's deep.
Yeah, but there's the point is like, there's plenty of legal killers that everyone's just accepted. Like what even stuff like gambling, that isn't really such a big thing in the US, I don't think, is it? But people like, you know, like people commit suicide because they get into like gambling companies, get them like addicted. And then it's literally an addiction. I watched a documentary on it recently.
I'm sorry.
This guy's brain is, can you hear me? Am I clear?
No, I'm about to say, like you said, you don't know if it's a big issue in America. I'm like, it's a huge issue.
Is it? Oh, okay, that's weird because I talked to someone like a couple of months ago about it. In fairness, he was from Canada. That's probably why. But he said that like, yeah, people find it weird if you gamble. But maybe that's a Canadian thing. Then.
Probably in Canada because in America, man, that's right. Like, hello, we just got what? The football team is now in Vegas now, the Raiders. So gambling all day, fam. Like, Michael Jordan had a gambling problem. Who doesn't have a gambling problem? Families are broken up over gambling. That's why.
Yeah, exactly. And go back to what I was saying. Yeah, in this documentary, there's like this ex-football player who's on TV a lot in Britain. They did like an analysis on his brain, and it showed like the reward areas, like basically how much they like don't know, light up, how much heat they produce, whatever it is, how much they're activated when he looks at different images, and it was like. When he looked at images of family and food and nature and all the kind of stuff that's like should give us a dopamine hit, it was like minimal to what it should be like. They compared it to a normal brain, and all of that lack all went into gambling. And it was like it's about 5% family, 5% nature, 5% food, 85% gambling. was like just what appealed to him. And it's bad because it's like not only does it make gambling so much better, it makes stuff like family so much worse. That's what I thought was mad.
Yeah, that's pretty nuts, to be fair. By the way, I like the phrase you used. What did you say? Legal killers. That's a good phrase. There's a lot of legal killers out there, for sure. I like that phrase.
I think I want to make that podcast episode title.
Legal killers. Facts. Legal killers.
Yeah.
Like, why? I'm clicking onto that episode. What is that about? But Anthony, you said something, you know, about you used to rebel and you no longer.
Yeah.
And I just want to touch on that because that's where I realized, you know, even though I'm working on writing my book, How to Escape the Matrix. I'm realizing that I shoot myself in the foot. You can't escape it. I mean, we're in this like glass invisible ceiling, you know, and as much as you want to come off the grid or whatever, like somehow, some way society figures out a way to rope you in, you know. You know, we're in a digital world now, you know, like you would have to go live in the woods like a nomad and look crazy. I don't know who's going to cut your hair or anything. Like you're just, and, you know, and your whole family, you know, your girl, whatever you're into, that they're going to have to live out there with you and do shrooms all day because society has other plans for you. No getting around it.
Facts, bro. You know, to touch upon that, I think that's so true. Like, I mean, Ty, you fucking lived through it with me, and I mean, we've both gone through phase of it. But you know, like you said, you realise that we are living in a matrix. And so, to be honest with you, many people, I think a lot of people are aware of it. And I think depending on what you know, there's different levels. Like there could be someone who's completely oblivious, then there's someone who has those kind of thoughts, like holy crap, something's quite fishy here. Like the government, you know, we're being controlled, this and that. And then they're like, oh no, it's not, of course not, it's okay, and they live in their little bubble, and because you know they're stuck in the same routine, so. That's all their brain just in a routine of thinking the same sort of things every day. So they don't think of a thought apart from the things that they know about, if that makes any sense. Then you have other people who are aware of it and almost like, you know, who are now playing the game. And to me, I feel like I'm now at the point where I'm like, I'm not too bothered about the system. Like, I think, to be honest with you, in a weird way, I think the system is good because it does actually allow you to grow and develop and, you know, the capitalist system, whatever, it allows people to grow and flourish if you put the hard work in. I do genuinely believe that, but it's just not encouraged. The majority of people aren't encouraged to do that or pursue it. And it's not going to be given to you.
It's for the few, not the many.
Exactly. And you know, and the people who are excelling and doing really, really well, they're very aware of this and hyper aware of it. And they've been playing the game just a longer time. So for anyone who's out there thinking like, oh, this and that, and yeah, we're in a system, like, yeah, we are in a system, but it's up to you to, you know, play the game and try to get where you need to get to have influence so you can start making some genuine change. Rather than like what I used to do, was just rebel and like argue with people because that doesn't really get. Like, I mean, I'll argue the fucking Tig. We've had big arguments with Tig about it and
definitely.
Stuff like that.
And it would always end like, yeah, don't get me wrong, I definitely agree with you. And I do think about those things as well. Mm-hmm. Not quite as much as you or as Anthony did. I definitely do think about them. And obviously, when we have those conversations, it makes me more aware of them.
Yeah.
It's like, we go about it for now, and it's just like, But so what? Like, you know, yeah. what do we actually get out of this conversation? Yeah, mm-hmm. apart from being aware of it, like what else can you do at the stage we're at anyway? At the level, you know, the level of influence we have anyway.
But you actually changed my mind massively that day, because I remember you were like, you said something like, "What are you actually going to do? Like, what? Like, okay, what's the benefit of us having these conversations and talking about us being controlled and how there's a system and people are in slavery and they're not, people are blind and all this and that?" And I remember you were like you kept on questioning me, saying like, "What are you going to do about it?" Like, you know, you keep having these conversations about how you're going to impact. Like, it does nothing changes from, you know, you talking to your friends about this, really. And I remember, you know, the one thing I try to say is like, I'll just stand the awareness of it. Just, you know, speaking to one person could impact them and then they speak to another person and all that crap. But, you know, that's not going to, in a macro scale, they're not doing shit really.
True. At the same time though, I do agree that talking about it and spreading awareness is a good thing.
Yeah. No, but for sure.
When you spend too much energy on it, like I think like the first time we ever had that conversation, I wasn't vexed. I was actually pretty interested, but it's just after we kept having the same conversation like every week. And I'm like, well, this is just a waste of time now. Like, it's just frustrating because like, yeah, it's true, but we can't fucking do anything about it. You can tell more people, but you're just telling me the same thing every week.
True.
So, yeah. But I do, no, so my point being, I do actually agree with you about like, the spreading awareness, but it's like, but just talking about it when it's not spreading awareness.
Yeah.
Fundamentally, you could argue it's just kind of just wasting, or you know,
no, I do agree. It's wasting time in the sense of, you know, me talking to you about who knows about it, and it's good for like your brain, and it's good for us to think. But you know, that genuinely left me thinking, what actually can I do? Like, what is the thing? And I realized, like, I think I watched them. It was this Indian bloke. He was like, I think he might have worked on Facebook at one time or Instagram. But anyways, he was talking about the system and all this and that. And he said, you know, people can complain about it, or we can start playing the game and start recognizing that. The way to have influence and to change the world, because, you know, the Amazon, like Jeff Bezos and Bill Gates, they're literally able to envision a world and bring that world to reality. So not like their reality, but like reality, if that makes any sense. So obviously, like, for example, like an example of this, like a musician can change his reality by just going at his craft, envisioning the future of what his life is going to be, what's going to look like with the crowd and stuff like that. And I guess to a certain degree kind of as well, but they're limited in terms of how much influence they could have. So like they can't convince a government to fucking like change shit because they just haven't got that level of influence. But people like Jeff Bezos and Bill Gates, because they've got this huge magnitude of influence, they can quite literally influence the world, not just like their own little like community. No, they can influence some serious shit going on with the world. And just basically the way to play the game is by getting a shit ton of money. And then when you have that shit ton of money, you have loads of influence, then you can influence things and bring what you have envisioned in your mind to reality, because you have that potential in you. But if you're just there saying, oh, let's talk about it, that doesn't do shit. You know, these people out there, they're not thinking about these things. If they want something to happen, it will happen. Do you know what I mean? And that's where the playing field's at. And that's what, obviously, I'm not trying to fucking be Jeff Bezos or anything, but I do genuinely want to have an influence, a positive influence, and a big scale towards my community and spreading awareness about stuff like this. But yeah, that was my point of like, you know, play the game, etc. But fucking
I think it's an important point that, like you say, like you're not trying to be Jeff Bezos, but you still kind of have that influence. You still can make a change. Like that's like, we're not saying like only those fucking stinky billionaires can actually do what I meant, stinking rich, but you know, like not just a billionaire, like a fucking triple figure billionaire kind of thing. Like,
yeah,
it's not just them that can do this. We can all do this. It's just obviously they can do it on the larger scale.
Facts,
man. But I like what you guys said, because it feels like a plot twist, you know. And when I say plot twist, I mean that instead of fighting against the system, as far as saying, hey, that's not right what they're doing, recognize, just like those guys did, you know, Jeff Bezos and whoever else you want to put up there in that category, they manifested what they wanted. So what is it that you want? And go out there and manifest it. You know what I mean? Like, we all, that's the one thing that I think society, you know, keeps away from all of us, is that we all have this ability to manifest, you know, anything we want. And now you kind of got my mind moving again, where instead of worrying about what I don't have, who's doing that, who's trying to keep me down, what's happening with the oppressors, oh yeah, that's right, supremacy is the rules. Go ahead. How about I just focus on what is it that I want out of life and go after it and achieve it? Because I don't know if you get this out there, but on Stars, there's a TV show called BMF, which is...
Oh, I thought you were going to say Power.
Well, it's from the same producers of Power. They created this show.
Yeah.
And it's about Big Meech, who was a big-time drug dealer back in Detroit in the 80s, late 80s. But as I watched the show, you know, yeah, fine. Given their situation, like, they didn't have much, and they chose to sell drugs, you know, because that was the opportunity, the only option they had at that, you know, in that moment, you know. But they always had this thing like, yo, we're going to, like, they always had these mantras and these affirmations, like, we're going to be kings. You know, this is going to be ours. We're going to run this. This is, you know what I mean? Like, we're going to do it. We're going to do it, you know. And if you keep saying that often, eventually it's going to happen. You know, I mean, I just I hope that people choose legal things to do with the affirmation.
Just a little disclaimer.
I'm going to be the biggest drug dealer going. Sorry, I'm going to cut you off, mate. What are you saying?
No, basically the same thing as you.
All right.
You know, but
no, agreed, man. Agreed. Like, self-talk and what you say to yourself is definitely a huge part of it. I think that's the first part, really, just accepting. So one, accepting the reality of the situation where, yeah, you are living in the system. That's just facts. Whether you believe it or not, that's just it's just the truth from an objective point of view. You look how things are set up, schools, university, the government, corporate, it's a system. It just straight up is, there's no it's not if, but it's just factual system sort of thing. Recognizing the system and recognize there's certain rules to the game, and, you know, everyone can play the game. It's just not everyone chooses to play the game, and not everyone is aware of the game. So if you're already aware of it, you're like ahead of 99% of the population for the most part. So I think that's one. That's step one. Recognizing that, you know, we are in a system. Step two, start talking to your friends about it and see which one of them recognizes that as a system, because this shit can be lonely, man. If you've got all these thoughts in your head and you're seeing like the world in a different way to everyone else, and no one's talking about the things that you're like, how isn't everyone ignoring the fact that this shit's just all set up and is a game and a system, and how are everyone so blind to this? So it can get very lonely. I know that I personally felt very, very, very lonely. And if it weren't for like mates like Ty, who I could fucking call up on a random day and say, bro, I've just had this mad thought, like, look at this, like, this is what's going on. Like, imagine the government had done this and blah, blah, blah. I don't know where the fuck I'd be. I think I'd be pretty fucking low and depressed. So just finding people in a community of people, honest to God, who genuinely agree and think and understand and see how you see, is so important. And then the third step is, right, well, you now know this, so what the fuck's your game plan? Like, and just obsess, like, genuinely obsess about this game plan, thinking, fucking hell, there's, you know, you've almost got to have this, like, this fucking, like, this idea of, like, this king mindset, and this is for girls and boys, like, but this idea of, like, you... In a way, you're put on this earth and, you know, there's a hierarchy and you're here to conquer, but not trying to put other people down, but just being in your own lane and conquering and getting on top and making sure you keep pushing forward and making sure that you're playing by the rules and you're not doing anything fucking illegal. You're just playing by the rules and just being so devoted to this one thing. And that entails sacrifice. But, you know, like I said, just obsess about, okay, how the hell am I going to create this better life for myself? How does that work? What does it look like? How do I start? Read some books. They fucking help, like, tremendously. Probably not our podcasting books. However, if you're into podcasting, make sure to go find a book on Amazon. But find some books and then watch some YouTube videos. I'd love to know what your advice would be, Ty, for like someone who's, let's say, having these thoughts and they don't really know what to do with these thoughts.
What thoughts do you mean exactly? I'm not sure if we're on the same lines as what Omar was saying 5 minutes ago about, like, you know, the affirmations and kind of manifest on what you want. But I mean, well, it's a combination of both, really, isn't it?
Because
you doing what you've just said, having you know, like, just basically being like a go-getter, going out and just doing all that stuff and just, you know, just making sacrifices to get what you want. And but all that goes hand in hand with what Omar was saying about, like, actually believing that you deserve that and, like, that is yours and
facts.
Like, you know, that's facts for you, and, like, yeah, I can be that, I have that, all that kind of stuff. The two go hand in hand, really, don't they?
Facts. Yeah, no, I completely agree. Do you know what I find weird is, like, what you said about, you know, the believing you deserve it, dude, you know, you hear people say that so much. And I'm sure if you're currently listening, if you've heard people say, like, very successful people saying, like, you know, you're not going to get it until you believe you deserve it. You truly believe you deserve it. And It's so strange because I would always hear that, and I would, you know, you do your affirmations like, yeah, I deserve this, and you put in the work, and but you don't recognize, although you might say it in your conscious mind, it needs to seep in your subconscious mind. And I only realized this really like when it was, I was working super, super hard for like 2 weeks in like a Saturday year. And I remember like I'd have some weekends where like I would say to myself, oh, I can't go out this weekend because this and that. And I can't let myself like do that because that's not how successful people behave. Mm-hmm. And I didn't realize that subconsciously I was telling my mind that I didn't deserve that if I went out. So if I went out, I'd feel guilty about going out and reaffirming the whole idea that that's not in alignment with what someone who's successful or someone who's making like $10,000 per month, that's not how they behave. Therefore, actually limiting myself. And I want to make that a distinction to people who are listening, because that's something that I wasn't even aware that I was going through. And I've only started to realize it now, where it's like, if I'm loose on myself and I fuck up here and there, I just have the self-talk now that's like, nah, I mean, like fucking every successful person has setbacks. No one's fucking perfect. You might see someone on YouTube putting this lifestyle up, like I work 14 hours a day and I'm super focused and I never go. That's bullshit, man. It's just a front. Everyone has setbacks, and recognizing that, you know, it's to be successful, you need those setbacks. You need those failures. You need those downtimes. You're always going to have setbacks, but it's successful people and people who are making loads of money, what they do is they keep going, they keep pushing forward. And having that switch, then I start to believe. Now, I truly believe I deserve it. And I didn't have thoughts in my head of this and that. It's just like, oh, if I go out this weekend, great. I mean, like, I know I'm fucking working hard. I know I'm getting at it. And, you know, I know I'm not stopping off. I'm not putting my gas off the pedal. It's just a little fucking little deserved break. Do you know what I mean? Right. And those are very different dynamics. So saying you believe something, saying you deserve something, but then actually subconsciously believing you deserve something are two completely different things. Mm. And I didn't realize that till literally recently, to be completely honest.
No, that's 100% facts that you're speaking, man. And I kind of had the same revelation, if you will, I had recently, you know, with myself, where, you know, I don't want to give away my my little affirmation I have going right now, but just know I'm well on my way of achieving it. But nice. but it took, like you said, there was a lot of like, and I can date back to like 2017, 2018, where there was a lot of setbacks, you know, for me, you know, one after the other, where there was many nights where I was just crying and like, what was happening, you know? And then people are starting to ask you questions like, yo, what are you doing? What, you know, like, and I'm like, I'm out here failing. What do you mean? Like, I'm not doing great at all. like, what is it that y'all want to see me? Y'all want to see me sing? Y'all want to see me drown? Like, this is what, you know what I mean? Like, this is what y'all really want. So, but you yourself have to, you know, like you said, keep the pedal to the metal, you know, and just push it, just floor it, you know, and take those breaks in between, because you do get into this way of understanding that what is meant for you, it will not leave you. You know, once you get into that space, you know, and once you get to the understanding of your destiny, and you're like, oh, I'm destined to do this. I am meant to do this. This is what I was put here to be and to do. So there's nothing that can knock me off from this. There's no one that can block me. You know, there's nothing that can trip me up besides myself, you know, unless I get off of that. And like you also mentioned, it's very important that you align yourself with other people who have the same beliefs, you know, because you're going to have to rely on those people. When you're not feeling 100%, those people are going to be like, yeah, hey, remember your goal, man. I know you're going to achieve it. You know, how can I help you today in achieving it? You know, what can we do today? Like, even today, like, I even know this podcast was going to happen, you know, like, I didn't know, because here I am thinking like, damn, what's the next episode going to be? And here we are. like y'all just making it happen, and then start to understand like, yo, the universe got your back, bro. You know, just inhale that, you know, kick your feet up. I'm like, yes, definitely get your work done. Do what you're doing, but just also have a little piece of gratitude.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Absolutely. I think what you said about like the setbacks, and like, you know, you used to get down about the setbacks, but then you realize like what's meant to be will be, like, you're destined to be this, like, you're gonna get there one way or other. Like, it's like two magnets are like, you know, there might be an obstacle in the middle, but they're still going to join sooner or later. And basically realizing that is realizing that like any moment is temporary, like all situations are temporary. And once you realize that, then it makes setbacks really minor. Because you know, like it's not a permanent thing. It doesn't stand in the way of everything. And that's like I think that is probably the definition of what Anthony was saying. Like when it actually sinks in, not just you saying those things. What do you actually like when it? You know, you truly believe it.
Mm-hmm. Facts, facts, bro.
I mean, this is a great episode, and when I say that, because I mean, I just was speaking to this kid last week, matter of fact, and. For 2020, a lot of people's plans, there was a hiccup, you know, for everybody, you know, with the pandemic, you know, lockdown, you know, a lot of things where people were set to like do, to be on TV shows, to be in movies, to go play ball. You know, people were set to do major things, graduate from, you know, college and get these dope ass jobs and all of that said, you know what I mean? But so then you have 50-50, right? You have people who said, that happened, but I'm not gonna let it stop me. And then there's people that it happened and now they're just like, you know, twiddling their thumbs now and like, what's next? And I think this episode is great because it gives you that uplift and to let you know people who's been through the mud prior to the pandemic, you know, we've been through the mud already. Like, you know, the pandemic just kicked us even harder in the mud, but you know, we still, you know, are rising up. And continue to rise up. And I'll tell you straight up, you know, I'll tell you offhand, everything I want, I'm achieving. It's happening. It's coming to be. It's sometimes it's mind blowing, scary. You're like, wow, this too. Like, word. But all those failures help prepare me for this, though. You know, all those failures, like, yeah, now you're here. We got you. like you know, and then you really start to move in that energy. And then start to feel I'm supposed to be here. I'm supposed to be connecting with you guys right now at this time. You know, like this guy I spoke to yet last night, you know, he wanted to know, he wasn't sure if he made the right decision on which job he accepted to work for, which company he accepted to work for. And he was kind of kicking himself over it. I'm like, bro, you cannot, you know what I mean? You cannot make a decision and then kick yourself in the, you know, in the ball
facts, facts.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's straight facts, bro. Straight facts.
You cannot do that. That's insane. Facts. You know, trust your decision, trust the process, and whatever you learn, even if it doesn't work out, you learn something that's going to make you even greater for the next level. You know, facts. So just embrace and enjoy the journey,
dude. That's honestly. Straight facts. I think that last point you just made there, the entire point you made was amazing. The last point is so important for listeners because decisions are, you know, you don't want to put too much weight on a decision, but once you make that decision should be done, dusted out of your mind. And that's you then committed because if you're in always in a state of like, what's called limbo, where you're indecisive of what to do, you can't get anything done. You're paralyzed. And it's a horrible place to be when you're just trying to decide this thing. But just know that once that decision is made in your mind, that should be now your reality. If not, if you imagine like decisions as almost like, I don't know if people can see me. So imagine decisions are almost like two parallel universes. So if I make a decision to have this business move, I go into this reality. If I make a decision to not do this business move, I go into this reality. So upon making that conscious decision, if you pick do the business deal, then you've decided on this path, on this roadmap, and that's you now in that roadmap, and you're going towards that. You've decided this one, you're in that roadmap. But what happens is if you make one decision, this one here, and say, oh, we'll do this business deal, and then later on you start switching your mind, there's uncertainty in your current reality. And then what's going to happen is it's going to basically fall down to external factors that make the decision for you. And now you're the one reacting to situations rather than being proactive about the situation. So I think that that's why, to me, I think decision is so important because it gives you control of like, you know, how things are going to go. Even the tiny decision, like, you know, there's a weird thing how I saw like, oh, I can predict the future. Here's how, right? I'm going to pick up this pen. You pick up a pen. I know that doesn't seem like much, but making that decision and saying, oh, I'm going to pick up this pen look, let me tell you the future. I'm going to pick up this pen and then do it. That doesn't seem like much, but that's you just micro reaffirming your brain that you have control of what's going on. And doing those things, simple things like, you know, setting your alarm for the day and try to getting up at times, even though it might fall through, but those simple things. And
you bastard.
I'm like, that wasn't even to you. That was to me as well, fam. That wasn't a big deal. That's the easiest way to describe it.
I'm going to kill you after the show, bro.
just little things like that. But even with bigger decisions, once you've made those, man, just fucking, that's it. You're done now. Like, I dropped out of uni in third year. Made that decision and that was it. Concrete, sealed, no one could stop me. Like, not in like an arrogant way or locker, but that was now my reality. No one could convince me otherwise.
Stop the
I think you might just give a bit more context about dropping
out.
I dropped out of university or college, what you guys call it, college
y'all.
So we got the people through this now, so what's going through your mind? Like, how did you mm-hmm. feel about that? Because that's a major decision, right?
It is, fam. It is. Exactly. Yeah. So I'm going to try to keep the short story very, very short for context. So when I was going to university, I've been speaking to my parents saying, okay, look, I don't know if this is actually something I want to do because I want to do like business or do entrepreneur. I think that's when I was thinking about owning my own gym, but anyways. And then I went to first year, started looking at ways to make money online with my boy Tig. I was doing sports science at that moment and I absolutely hated sports science. I hated it. And you know, it wasn't bad, it was fun because I got to see my friends and that, but I didn't love the subject itself. I didn't enjoy studying it. It was just a chore. And we're always trying to figure out ways to make money online. We tried a few things, some things failed, some stuck. And in first year, Tig actually was meant to be doing maths and he decided, you know, I think 2 weeks in or something, to switch to music, which I thought was like big ups, like, because that was, I didn't realize how much that affected me, but it made a huge difference because he took the leap of faith that I would always tell people to take, like, oh, if you're passionate about this, do this. But then I was doing sports science when I was passionate about, you know, making money online, etc. So then it came to the end of first year, done that, was dead. Everything was like last minute. Second year, same thing. But this time I was a lot more focused on making money online with my Tig and just starting that because I just enjoyed it. You know, it's not, you know, the making money part's fun and it's amazing because we've got to live very amazing. We didn't have to live as frugal students. We were making good money, to be honest with you. And that was solid. And then I think at the end of second year, I was like, why am I at university, man? Like, this is so dumb. I'm never going to use my degree. It doesn't really matter as much. Like, I don't care for it. By the way, this is April. So April 2020, when lockdown had happened, that's when I was really starting to think. And I remember when the lockdown happened, I was really low, speaking to my friend, one of my mates called Fox. And I was like, dude, I remember sitting here, it was nighttime. It was like 11 nighttime. I was in my bed, just feeling shit, gave a rank saying, but I don't know what the fuck to do. Like, honestly, this is just so dead. I feel like I'm just wasting my time in university. It doesn't really make much sense to me. I know I'm not going to use my degree and it doesn't really mean much to me. Like, why the fuck should I even carry on, sort of thing? And then he was like, oh, but what are you going to do afterwards? And I didn't know. So that evening at 12, I literally shod my eyes out crying to God and just saying, like, God, look, dude, man, I don't know what the fuck I want to do, but I know I want to do something sick. I've always known that I'm going to be successful and do well, but I didn't know what. And that's such a horrible place to be because I just felt so low and so like, you know, so I'm just like defeated because you're like, I know I'm destined to do something great, but I don't know what. And, you know, I feel for people who are in that situation because that's horrible. It's a horrible place to be. And I prayed, sobbed my eyes out, was literally like crying. And then I went on YouTube at 12, went, typed in law of attraction videos to get myself motivated. The video plays, I felt good. At the end of that video, there was an ad for a training program. So it was a webinar, like a little sales marketing training program, whatever. I listened to that, watched it for 2 hours, 2 p.m. I was sold. I was like, this is fucking amazing. Right. Went to bed, woke up the next day, told Tig. He watched it, thought it was amazing, and we spent like $1,000 on it straight away. And that was probably one of the biggest budgets we both spent straight up. And then we committed to that. So that was April. And then September came around. I went to university for my third year, which was my final year. And dude, I was a machine. Like, no cap, I was a fucking machine in terms of like, I'll go to uni, wake up early, jump when it's so far.
Well, I was just going to say, just for the context, from April to September, obviously the fact that it was lockdown helped because we both had nothing to do besides that. So we smashed this business model that we purchased. And by the time September came around, things were looking lucrative enough that we were thinking like, yeah, we could actually make something out of this. This could be our future jobs. Yeah. This could be the way that we get rich. Fine. Anyway, carry on. I think I just think that bit needed to be there.
No, cheers for that, mate. So then September came around, and because I've had the summer basically reforming my mind and all that kind of stuff, and just having a completely different shift of my identity, September came around. Normally, I'd be really bad with school and uni. I wouldn't do my work. I wouldn't show up to shit, but I was just so on point, and I was like, all right, if I'm going to do these, I'm going to do it proper. So I decided to start waking up at six every morning, and then I'll go to uni from seven, and then finish uni, I say uni, like the library from eight or nine till six. Then after six, I'll then go to like a cafe nearby and then work to the evening and then walk home and then repeat that process. And that was ongoing for quite a while. And I remember thinking, why am I wasting all my time and brain power on like my university, which I don't care about? And I'm spending my entire day basically looking forward to the evening when I can work on my business. So that didn't make any sense to me. You're confused. And I had this live course called Anne Mair. Big ups, Tark, for, you know, plugging her, for basically sending her my way. Life coach, yeah. Absolutely amazing woman. She helped me just think things through, think of what my goals are, what my visions are, and all this and that. And it then came to, like, I think close to December time, and I was like really hating uni because it was sucking my time away from what I'm passionate about. What to me at that moment, what my purpose is to do. I'm meant to do publishing. That is what I'm meant to do. Mm-hmm. And, you know, have praying that evening, then that coming up was like confirmation for me from God, from the universe. So I remember one evening I was feeling the same feeling I had in April, but this time at university, feeling low, feeling defeated, feeling pissed off. So like, family, I don't know if I should do university. And I was thinking, like, I'd love to speak to the twins. These are the people who own the course that I bought. I said, I'd love to speak to them to get their advice and their take on this situation. I'd love if I know how much I need to have saved up. I'd love to know if they just ask all these questions I had. I then prayed to God and asked and begged and prayed and like looking out, because I had like just looking out my window thinking, fuck, I really hope like I'll get some answers. I'll go to bed, fam. It was two. Go to bed. I went, found myself on my phone, went on one of the twins' page. I scrolled down on the Facebook and I saw this video that said from loser to success. I clicked on that and that answered all of my questions about, like, you know, because they went to the same thing where they went to uni, they were 90% of the way there and they decided to quit anyway because they didn't see the point. And now they're like multi-millionaires, whatever. But anyways, I prayed and the thing is I prayed and then my prayer got answered again. Like every question I had was answered. It was insane. It was the most mind-blowing experience ever. And that evening, after watching that video, it was 40 minutes. I remember that evening, I was like, done. Decision, done. That is it. Like if you ask God for something and every single one of your questions are answered, instantly, fam. It's not like if you go, Lord God, I want to marry a beautiful woman, please send her through my door. Ding ding. And then a girl was like a delivery person, beautiful, she comes out, she's got like a pizza waiting for you. Like you better fucking say to that person, like, give me your number right now, we're going on a date, because like that's your prayer being answered. That's the point I'm trying to make. So that was answered to me, that was my decision made, and that was it. And I just gave up my all, and it's the best decision thing I've ever made in my life. It's been, yeah. So that's the short story. Sorry if that took too long.
You did keep it fairly brief in fact. Yeah, for what it is. Yeah, I mean,
you guys are lit, man. You got both of you guys are lit. And I mean, you just backed up what we just said, you know, making your, you know, that's why I asked you to, you know, go into a little more detail with the story. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, like, I just want the listeners to, we back up what we say. You know, like everything we talk about is through experience. Like you had to make that decision of leaving school, you know, mm-hmm. and not wavering about it. And not, you know, like
dude, the conviction, you know, I had was nuts.
Like, you know, you didn't get stuck with it. Like you, and then you had, and then, you know, what I said with the universe has your back. And then you just see how things play out, mm-hmm. you know, and you just keep getting these signs and proof mm-hmm. that this is what you need to be doing, and stop doubting it. Continue to move forward.
Facts.
And then, I just want to tie in with that real quick, that because, I mean, like yesterday, I hit a little bit of a roadblock yesterday, you know, like because, you know, the whole pandemic, you know, people are still not, you know, actively going outside yet fully, you know, so a lot of course, you guys know I DJ. So a lot of events that I DJ are getting canceled, you know, and I'm like, man, this is, you know, what am I going to do for the rest of the year? Christmas is coming, you know, gifts and all that stuff is happening. But then my girl, she reminded me. Now, this is what we said about making sure you have good people surrounding you, because she reminded me of all the other projects and stuff that I got going on. And she's like, well, why don't you focus on those things? you know, and just know that come January, whatever, you know, the music, the DJing stuff will kick back up again. So you know, relax. Like, but I was starting to hit panic mode, but she helped me to remind myself, like, no, you made the right decision. And because of all those other bad decisions, that's why I was setting up all these streams of income, you know, because I said it broke is something I'm never trying to be again. You know, so always, and just in case this doesn't work out, I still got this to pull up on. You feel me? And I think everyone should do that. It's not a bad thing. It's not you doubting yourself or you saying, but I do believe in setting up several streams of income, you know, just in case for situations like these.
Dude, 100%. 100%. Sorry, I just wanted to add something quick to that story. I mentioned Ty because he quit university. I think it's quite important.
Y'all in cahoots.
No, because Ty... No, not quit university.
I didn't quit university. Yeah, I switched from... I was doing maths. Obviously, I was good at maths, which is what I chose to do. But not... I wasn't like madly passionate about it or anything. I thought I was passionate about it compared to speaking French and all that other shit I did at school. But when I got to uni and it was all like Greek letters and shit, I just it wasn't ready for me. and that coincided with the time that me and Anthony, because we lived together, just me and him, well, me and him and a bunch of girls in our first year of uni.
What's happening?
It's not that kind of party. The point being, like, we chilled with the girls, but then like a lot of the time they would just do their thing, and then it would just me and Anthony spent a lot of time just us two basically in the first year. But yeah, and we're getting into all of this law of attraction stuff, and I want to do music, and that is what I'm going to do. And you know, going back to the belief thing, like I know that's for me, and all that stuff that goes with it. I won't go into that now, but yeah. So that, but getting into all of that stuff at the time, and realizing actually maths really isn't like I don't want to do maths. I know I want to do music, and that coinciding with me realizing I actually can do whatever I want. Like there's no limits or to it or anything. It's not like, oh, but you know, making it into music only happens to some people. It happens to whoever fucking makes it happen. So then I was like, so then take the plunge was easy.
Drop a bomb on that one. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, them ones, but yeah. And so obviously, you know, Anthony was talking about quitting uni and stuff, but when he got to a point where, well, not just the reason, but it's when he realized that we could turn this business into a real thing. Like he doesn't have to think about what qualifications he's going to need to get a job. This could be the job. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And there was that. And I probably would have done a similar thing if I didn't already switch from, you know, a subject comparable to him, subject mm-hmm. that I went into, not because I liked it, because it was something I needed to do. If I hadn't already switched from that to like my passion, which is what I'm going to do after the business. And I mean, I'm still doing it at the moment, but business takes up a lot of time. And I need to get that money to eventually put into the passion. But that's a conversation for another time.
Bro, you making that was one of the things that also helped me make that decision and have conviction in it. Because I remember thinking, fucking if Tig's fucking done it, and I'm the one who was saying to people, make that leap, take that decision. And he was able to do it at the start and just take that leap. That was like... it honestly was inspiring, to be honest with you, mate. Like, yeah. I don't think I've even ever told you that, but genuinely, I remember telling Anne, telling the life coach that situation, how like, I was helping to do this and do that. And, you know, my mate, Tyke, he took that advice and he fucking went all in with music. So like, why the fuck shouldn't I? I need, like, I can't be out here saying to man, like, do this, do that. And then not living that reality myself. Do you know what I mean?
Sure.
So that helped me massively. I just wanted to put that in because I thought it was important.
Definitely. Yeah, it's interesting because obviously when I made that switch, and then I was just like loving life through first year doing that, rather than like my whole time was just doing something I wanted to do rather than having to do like stuff that was homework and all that kind of stuff. I never realized, obviously, I was just seeing that from my own point of view, like, yeah, this is sick. This is so good. But I never would have considered the impact that seeing that would have on someone, like for you to witness that and just see me like actually just doing something I really like rather than just fucking grinding through the degree that you're like, I don't even know why I'm doing this.
Dude, you've been doing maths. Like, and you know what's mad? You had this guy had the littest, like, projects. He would have to make, like, soundtracks for, like, fucking The Hobbits or some shit. Like, what the hell? Like, I'm out here slaving away at some dead thing about, like, I don't know, like, kidney function, and he's out here making music for the soundtrack for like Hobbit. So I was like, what? How is that even fair? But no, it was definitely sick seeing you do that, man.
And this is also my fault because I didn't even give Tyga his proper introduction. All right. Like, so listeners, you gotta understand this man's a musician. All right. We have a legend, you know, amongst us. You understand? Like Ivan, I mean, this is a member of the Near Miss band.
Near Misses. That's right. Yeah. Spell MRS.
Yes, the Near MRS. All right. Near Misses band, right here, the legend. I mean, if
damn straight.
If y'all followed me, you know, and y'all like came to some of my shows that I DJ or some of the comedy shows, like I played their music. You know, and the people were feeling it. So you guys are on your hell way. Yeah. Just, you know, stick with it. Continue, you know, moving. Mm. And I mean, I'm just an honor to say I know you guys.
Yeah.
Know? So that's just my little
goes, man.
No, and appreciate that. And again, big up for fucking spinning the tracks. Remember when you sent me that video and you were like, yeah, people are vibing. It was like, you know, a video, people are bopping their head to our first song that we brought out. Yeah, that was sick. That was sick. And I mean, I've already plugged the band name. I would I'd plug our music, but you know, I've already mentioned Near Miss Spell MRS for anyone who go stream that shit. But yeah,
right.
But you know, we've done other stuff together, haven't we? Like went out when we, you know, when we worked on that beat.
Yes, that's right.
And that was fire as well.
That was fire.
And shout out to Millie too. What's the last name?
Taverner,
yes. So now people wonder, like, because you know, I have people ask me, like, yo, who's that voice on like when I have my little plug, like you're vibing with DJ Ace, because she did a little promo drop for me real quick, and yeah, her voice is there, like straight from the pond, like y'all, man, like okay, time to get sentimental. All right, bring up the violins. y'all straight got like a special place in my heart, like you and me, you know, Millie, because y'all guys were believing in me while I was on the path going to. You didn't even know where I was going. Y'all just like, all right, he's doing something. There was nothing. It was just like, all right, he's doing something. So if he needs it, I'm going to help him. You know what I mean? Y'all jumped on the podcast when it was first coming out. You know, you made a beat for me. You know, Millie, she was dropping vocals for me. And I definitely appreciate all y'all and y'all, you know, like anything y'all guys need. You know what I mean? I'm here. You know, we make it happen.
Oh, thanks, my man. Yeah, it's crazy, man. It's insane how in a year, like me and Ty talk about this sometimes, how, you know, before lockdown, I always thought, oh, people talk about online communities and I can't believe people have best friends that are online. I can't believe people have like boyfriends and girlfriends that are online. And I remember thinking that and I didn't really get like, it just sounds so strange. It doesn't sound quote unquote real, whatever. And then this lockdown happened and the amount of relationships that I've got now, that I'm like, holy crap, dude, if someone happened to you, Ace, I would be devastated. Like, it would be just like horrible. And it's so weird because I never thought you could build a relationship like this from someone you met online. Do you know what I mean? Like, I feel like I know you so well.
Completely.
And it's just like, it's mad. It's crazy. Honestly, I don't know. If you're a listener and you've had experience like this, it's one of the weirdest things. It's like, you get close to some of these people in these communities than you do like your just quote unquote friends in real life. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's madness, but... yeah, man, no big ups.
For real. That's
a beautiful thing. Well, guys, we are just about the hour mark in, you know. And how you guys would like to wrap up this segment, which is a dope and beautiful segment.
So I mean, no, you know what, Tog, you take it away.
Fuck's sake. So anyone who's interested in starting a podcast at all or just interested in podcasts in general. Me and Anthony together are Daniel Larson. I know that sounds confusing, but it's a pen name and it represents both of us. Sorry, or we both represent it. And we have books on Amazon, best-selling books, if you will, all about the subject. So yeah, go check them out. In a completely different universe, I'm also in a band. So yeah, go stream Near Misses. You wouldn't really put the two together, but yeah. What else you got, Anthony?
Good. I think that's probably the most relevant things for the audience.
Yeah.
But that's all we're working on currently. We've got big plans and it's just about, like we said, you know, keep moving forward, keep progressing and, you know, playing the fucking game. That's what it's really about, playing the fucking game and recognizing that there's rules to the game and everyone can play it. So if you're listening right now, start playing the motherfucking game. Mm-hmm. Start studying the game. I guess that's what I would say.
And once you learn the game enough, then you can break the rules. Once you know them. So
hell yeah, exactly. Then you find the hacks and the cheat codes and you're like, oh shit, the fuck. Oh, another thing as well, definitely network with mandems online. If you have a passion for something, join a community of people and start talking, because you have no idea the connections you're going to make. It's crazy. Like,
yeah, I mean, Ace, nuts. We would have never met you if it wasn't for that. So that's just one perfect example.
So if you're feeling alone and don't know what to do, join a community and start reaching out to people saying, hey, got this going on. I love what you're doing. This is awesome. Like, what you're up to. I would love some advice on this. Whatever it is, join a community, because it's such a powerful thing. It's that networking, because the world works in crazy, crazy, crazy ways. And, you know, you might not have any direction, but speaking to that one person could set you off on a trajectory that you had no idea was even possible. Like, I know for our business, especially, that networking and the network we have now, dude, I'm so thankful. So thankful, because it's just quite literally hacks. Like, quite literally hacks that you get allowed, because again, your network and people, you know, sets you up in a specific kind of way. So if you're one of them mandems out there saying, yeah, man, it's the people you know. So that's why I didn't give it a go. You know, it's not about what you know, it's about who you know. Like, suck a dick, my guy. Figure out who the hell to know then. Like, no homo, obviously, I know. But obviously just get figuring it out and just think about, okay, it's who you know. So how do I get to know these people? And that's me done.
No, that's 100% facts, because I do believe that.
Drop.
Ty, you know, he asked me, or he texted me yesterday, you know, like, what did I learn from podcasting? And, or what would I tell my younger self, you know, who or anybody who's just starting podcasting? And you took the words out of my mouth word for word. Networking. You gotta network, man. Like, that's the, like, if you don't do anything else, like, even if you don't record a damn podcast yourself, just reach out to other podcasters and get on their podcast. You know, get your name out there, you know, or because people might say, yo, hey, I heard you on so-and-so's podcast, you know, and I like what you said. Would you mind getting on my podcast? You know, like, even if you don't have the facility, the time or whatever to create your own podcast, jump on others, but get yourself out there, because no one can help you if they don't know you exist. Fair. And that goes for anything, you know? So that's my little PSA, or my little chime in to your networking question, and to Anthony's networking statement.
Nah, fuck yeah. I second that. That's a nice little golden nugget to finish on.
Bow. Like, that's how we do, you know what I mean, here at the Authentic Millennial podcast. Boys. And then also I want to do a quick plug on check out Pretty High Sweets on Instagram. It's pretty_high_sweets. That's my girl's baking company. It's lit, you know. You just put in your order and she'll bake it up and make it happen for you. Check that out, it's dope. And yeah, and of course the website is out there, djace333.com. I'm also gonna redo that, but you can check that out in the meantime. And that's about it on my end. You guys have anything else?
No.
Okay.
It's all good. Thanks for having us.
Wrap.
Sure, as always.
Man, guys, thank you for coming out, man. Tremendous.
Big
blessing.
Up, GG.
Thank you.
Bless.
You guys are lit. Love you guys always. And that's my time. You guys have been great, and good night.